feeling is and then try to say it. Otherwise, whatever is going on in the story and your voice, if doesn't match the emotions of it, then it's lost, right? Then again, there are different, what I learned is different emotions, right? For example, when it's storybook, there has to be emotions. When it's a monologue or just a script, it just has to be straightforward. If it's an, let's say, an IVR clip like we have on the telephones, right? You don't need emotions over there. You just need it like a blank face and just say the dialogues, okay? Because the person over there is not looking for emotions over there. They are just like, please call, please dial number 9 for this, please dial number 1 for this. So don't make it emotional over there. So what the course really taught me is where to use the emotions, where to modulate your voice, and where to just shut up and just deliver what is there in front of you. So that was a really interesting thing, because the technicalities, I think, when I sat here in the morning, I told you I sit a bit like sideways so that my sirs or shows don't come into it. So these are the small things which you never understand, unless until someone else tells this to us. So I think that was really great 4 months, because the blessing that I had, I tried to get more out of it, amplify it, I can say, so that it does the right thing. It has never been like, it has always been, I can say, my dream to be in the creative field, not into a 9-to-5 job or something. And I think this field or this voice acting gives me that freedom to be in that zone, if not 24 hours a day, at least a couple of hours a day. And I think that is where I feel refreshed. So yes, there are some things that I have to do for money, which is 9-to-5 job. But I think this is where I find, I'm going to use the Hindi word over here, sukoon over here, right? So I think that is what I feel about voice acting. So I recently moved to Hong Kong in December of 2020.